Good morning, it's time for the King State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, some upcoming stuff that's in and around, and you're going to let us know.
Yes, so we just had our record book training last week. We had 50 people there, which was really exciting. We had a great night with you. We want to go ahead and introduce another activity we're doing here in January once we get through the holidays here. I hope the holidays are treating you all well. But for officer training this year, we did this last year and had a lot of success with it and wanted to continue it on with this year. So each club, these have already been introduced to our clubs, our traditional clubs within the 4-H program, should have received a breakout backpack. It's to simulate a breakout room. Blake, I don't know if you guys have ever done a breakout room, but they can do this at their club level, so they don't have to put another meeting on their calendar. I know that's always a challenge for our young families that are so busy. They get to do it at their club level, and it's very focused on officer training. I will say it is geared towards those older 4-H'ers, so I hope those older 4-H members really help the younger 4-H members. That's how it's designed to do, is to work as a team and get out of your officer training backpack escape room. But then to coordinate with those, we are doing leadership nights. And again, we're piggybacking this off of our 4-H councils. So not trying to add another night to your calendar, but this is open to all of our 4-H members, and we call it Leadership 101 course, and it will be very geared towards the first part of the portion is going to be on growth and teamwork, and then the second part of the portion is going to be on the six pillars of character. We've really honed in onto those six pillars of character, but it's going to be very leadership-based. And again, this is open to all. We want our young 4-H'ers and our more seasoned, experienced 4-H'ers to come as well. And each of that, we will have one in each county. On January 12th, we will have our one down in Garnett. You do need to RSVP to those. We are going to feed you dinner that night. So please RSVP for those numbers. And those RSVPs are on our website, on our social media pages, and in your newsletter. You also will be getting emails with this information. But January 12th, that's the one down in Anderson. February 23rd is our one in Linden. And then January 26th will be our one in Ottawa. And feel free, anyone in the district is invited to all of those. So if you can't make your one in your home county, please feel free. I know last year we had some other people that came over county lines and went to those. I love that. I love when my counties interact and get to know one another, because I think that builds camaraderie for the Frontier Extension District. But we are excited about these courses. Blake, you've heard me talk on here many times about communication skills, leadership skills. I think there are skills that we can practice and teach our children, just like they practice dribbling with a basketball, learning their ABCs, learning their mathematics. Leadership skills can be taught, and I think they're highly valuable to help your child grow into a successful adult. So I hope you come. It's a really nice night of fellowship and learning, and we encourage all of our 4-H members to attend.
Another fun time building kids' leadership skills and communication skills. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gall.